This morning, the Hillsborough County School Board held a workshop with principals from 7 schools regarding student discipline issues, including the use of cell phones at school. The school board got input from 2 elementary, 2 middle, and 3 high school principals on what they feel the district's mobile phone policy should be. Assistant Superintendent for Administration, Lewis Brinson, will give their recommendations to the superintendent, who will present them to the board during a later meeting.
In Hillsborough County, we have a policy that students are allowed to bring their cell phones to school. However, they must turn them off at the beginning of the school day and until the end of the school day. What we're also recommending is that because they cannot have their cell phones on during the school day, they need to also put it out of sight, because we found that if they have it in their possessions, they're using it.
If the policy is adopted by the school board, phones and all other electronic devices would be confiscated if they're seen by school administrators or teachers. Brenda Nolte is the principal at Burns Middle School. Nolte said that cell phone usage has not been an issue at her school since it implemented a no backpack policy.
One team asked if they could pilot no backpacks during the day. I thought it would be a problem. They piloted it. It was great. Could get to kids in the classroom. The kids could, you know, not have to worry about the tripping all over the place. And the side effect was the students actually were better prepared for class, because it wasn't that business, I thought it was in my backpack and it's not there. They knew what they had with them. Teachers also, as students were walking in the room, if they didn't have their textbook, go back to your locker right now and get your textbook. So it was an academic issue and a safety issue to start off with. So they piloted it 1 year, and then we went school-wide the following year, and it's been wonderful.
School board member Candy Olson supports the stricter new policy that is being proposed.
You don't need your cell phone during class. Our philosophy about allowing children to bring cell phones has always been, what happens if you're walking home and you need to call your mom? We want children to have it for an emergency. Or if you're driving home and you're in an accident. When my children were driving, I loved the fact that they had a cell phone and that they could call if something went wrong. But they don't belong during the learning day.
The Florida Comprehensive Assessment Test scores of some students were invalidated this year because they had access to mobile phones. But that's not the only reason to prohibit electronic devices in class, Olson said.
We just need to refocus on behavior. We've been real intense on instruction. And now we need to get back to the fact that sometimes behaviors disrupt from instruction and take away from the learning that other kids are trying to have. Because you may be texting and that may be distracting the kid next to you. Or you may be setting up a fight in Hall 204. So it doesn't belong during the school day.
It was not determined how the new policy would be applied to teachers and other school staff. They would be expected to set a good example for students, but would likely not face an all-out ban on mobile phones in school. Yvonne Lyons, executive director of the Hillsborough Classroom Teachers Association, said that teachers will have to be at the table before any decisions are made. The exact policy details still need to be worked out for students as well, Candy Olson said.
And I'm not so sure about on the bus. That's why I brought that up at the end. But during the school day, during the instructional time, have enough respect for yourself and your teacher and your fellow students not to use your cell phone. I understand it's hard. My hands itch to pull it out. My problem with lunchtime is what the students have told me, which is I will be calling or texting my friends who are not at lunch. And I think this is just simpler. We have to just ratchet down the appearance of cell phones, the use of cell phones. And, you know, if in 2 years it looks like the school wants to try lunchtimes, I'd be willing to experiment if a school can give me some good reasons. But I think it's time to just stop it.
Assistant Superintendent Lewis Brinson says students could still bring mobile phones to school under the proposed policy, but they could only be used before and after school.
Yes, they should bring, because some students walk home, and parents like to touch base with them while they're walking home. There are some things that sometimes students need to get a hold of their parents right after school. Also, parents can send them a message, and as soon as the bell rings for dismissal, they can retrieve the messages to find out, what they need to do, if they need to walk home, or they need to stay there, or whatever message the parents left. So, no, they still need to bring them, but just keep them turned off during the school day.
The next school board meeting will be Tuesday, June 10th at 3 p.m. in their headquarters at 901 East Kennedy Boulevard in downtown Tampa, but they will probably not address the mobile phone policy until July. For WMNF News, with assistance from Kamala Chetty, I'm Sean Canaan.